श्रीमद्भागवतम 1924 सदैव देवो भगवान् प्रतीक्षताम् कलेवरं यावदिदं हिनोम्यहं प्रसन्नः सारुलोचनोल्लसन् मुखाम्बुजो ध्यानपथश्चतुर्भुजः. सो हियर भीष्मा इज नाउ ऑफरिंग अ प्रेयर टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड टू कंक्लूड हिज initial words of consolation instruction to Yudhishthir Maharaj. After this, Yudhishthir Maharaj becomes consoled, and then he inquires further about Rajadharma. And what follows comprises the single largest set of instructions in the entire Mahabharata. The Shanti Parva and the Anushasan Parva are filled with elaborate instructions of Bhishma Pitama. In fact, these instructions are almost as big as the entire remaining Mahabharata. So that will follow after this. And Bhishma actually instructs for a long, long time, despite being on the Auro bed. But before that, he is just now completed glorifying the Lord and urging Yudhishthir Maharaj to stay unflinching in the devotion of the Lord, and he concludes by now offering a prayer to the Lord. Actually, he doesn't offer a prayer directly to Krishna, he offers it in the third person, not second person. He is not looking at Krishna, he is just praying in general to the Lord. And he is saying, Sadeva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam, that Lord is right in front of him, and he is saying, that Lord, who is the God of all gods, Bhagavan Pratikshatam. My dear Lord, now you have come before me out of your supreme mercy. You are going to, you want to me, you to, when I am going to die, you have come to reveal yourself to me, to give your darshan. So please be with me. Please, Pratikshatam, please wait as I am leaving my body. So he's. Now this may seem, you know, how can we ask a big person, please wait. But that is actually an expression of the intimate relationship that, my dear, please wait, please be with me. When there is an in-sweet relationship, then favors can be asked. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, in the last days, he asked Radhanath Maharaj, please be with me for as long as I am there. And then for several weeks, Radhanath Maharaj stayed with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. So like that, when there is intimate relationship, then there are requests are made. It's a very intimate personal request. Pratikshatam, my dear Lord, please wait for me. Kalevaram yavadidam hinomyaham, as I leave my body. Now, Bhishma Pitama actually did not want to trouble the Lord in any way. He knew that he had he had the capacity of Ichchamrityu. And he could have left the body right at that moment itself. But he is expressing his dependence on the Lord, and he did not leave his body at that time because the Lord wanted him to live longer so that he could give instructions. And the Lord wanted also that Uttarayan come along. Actually, a devotee can depart at any time and still attain the supremely auspicious result. But Krishna also wants to demonstrate through Bhishma's example that a devotee is not deprived of anything material. Krishna says in the last verse of the 8th chapter that whatever is attained by other paths, a devotee attains that, and beyond that attains more also, attains the supreme destination. Vedeshu yagyeshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi param sthanam upayati chadyam. So whatever is attained by other paths plus the param sthan is attained by the devotee, and that is demonstrated through Bhishma's life. Bhishma, that's why the Lord wanted Bhishma to leave his body in the Uttarayan, because from the point of view of conventional Vedic religion, departure in Uttarayan is auspicious. So it's demonstrated that through the example of Bhishma, that even material auspiciousness is not deprived for the devotee. But of course, Bhishma had got the supreme auspiciousness of having the Sakshat Darshan of the Lord while departing from the world. And out of his humility, he is praying, my dear Lord, please be with me. Kalev Avat Idam Hinomyam, as I leave my body. And he's describing the Lord as he's beholding now. Prasannahasa runalochanulasan. Prasannahasa. His smile is very cheerful. And then Arunalochana. His eyes are like the morning sun, like the sun. Aruna. Ullasat. Mukhamboja. So he is actually very beautifully decorated. His face is beautifully decorated. Mukhamboja. It is like a lotus. And he's saying Dhyana Patashchaturbhuja. Let that face be on the path of my meditation. So Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. We sing for Lord Jagannath, Jagannatha Swami. Let the Lord be on my path. So on the path of my eyes. Because we in Rathyatra, we want to take darshan of the Lord. Let me have darshan of the Lord. Let the Lord be on the path of my eyes. So now when we are going to die, at that time our eyes will not be open. Even if the Lord is there in front of us, our eyes will close and we will not see the Lord. So Bhishma is praying that let the Lord not just be with me so that I can see Him with my eyes, but let Him be with me in my meditation also. Dhyana Patashchaturbhuja. So he also knows that, yes, the Lord's form, the Lord's presence with him externally is a special mercy. But what is even more critical is that there is this remembrance internally. And therefore he is praying Dhyana Patashchaturbhuja. This is a very nice prayer we can also offer when we are trying to pray or chant and trying to remember Krishna. May that Lord be Dhyana Patash. May He be on the path of our meditation. Thank you.